Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's got it. I'm right there when you got what you're doing.
Okay, my introductions here.
And let me know if there's anything to do with how.
Oh, thank you.
We'll have more time for discussion.
Okay.
I'm not going to do two presentations. I'm just going to incorporate.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. And then, do you have my cell phone number? I emailed it out.
Yeah, but, you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, can you call in?
I mean, for
at
questions.
Some point?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't have my myself because I turned it in and I haven't got my new one yet. I'll have to get my son.
May I call you?
Nope, I don't have one. But I'll come
oh
back.
God.
Because I'm supposed to be at 3:15 with Elena.
Uh-huh.
We'll be almost done.
And then we'll be back.
2:30 to 4.
That's
right.
Four.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to come back and go.
Yeah.
You can take my phone. I'm going to be just sitting right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can put her number on here.
I know nothing about her.
This number is, let me write it for you. Pretty soon we'll all just have them in our eyeglasses or whatever. Like
yeah,
that.
We will.
In our fingernails.
I'm thinking we'll have them on our fingernails.
Yeah,
my other stand is the one that Hopkins got my phone, because I won them all together.
Uh-huh. Family plan.
Yes.
Yeah. We saved a lot of money.
I know, because they both already had the iPhone. I could just get me another one and put it in the same plan.
So you have one that fit down there? What's that study?
He's doing a specialty in plastic surgery.
Well, you're welcome to use it. It's a droid, but you just drag it on one of the...
Well, I'll just answer it.
Yeah, and this is how you... If you happen to use it, swipe it. Get to the very bottom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is your number.
Put your number on your phone.
Works better. Okay.
So I haven't seen Vina. Vina, the one that was kind of coordinating that we weren't all.
Oh, the PAHO. Oh,
the
coordinating the PAHO one.
Yeah.
I don't know
she
who
was
she
there.
Is. Yeah.
She works in the Washington office with George Benjamin.
Because I haven't told anybody except you that the office is closing.
Robert Guerrero told me that.
Yeah.
When does it actually close?
Well, there won't be any more business. We're just going to be.
Oh, unfortunately.
Yeah, what they do. It's unfortunate, especially because they had us do this evaluation. They came out pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people even wrote in, please don't close the office because we're already looking at me.
Yeah. Well, my office has been here since
42.
It was something about that.
Are you a speaker with this is the Council of Affiliates Board of Health.
Yeah.
It's not the one that Dina somebody was coordinating. This is a different one. Yeah. And I don't know what room that one's in.
The other one is I just don't know.
That's okay. I was thinking. Well, I wanted to give you one of these before you took off and send one for Gustavo.
Now that we identified most everybody on both sides.
So this is the collaboration I'll be talking about with the Texas affiliate.
Okay.
And a comprehensive Hispanic report, and there's a bit of border information in here as well. And then this is a program that you're probably familiar with it, the Mexican Health and Mexican Studies, and links to the data that's online.
Okay. Thank you.
These are yours.
Online when I told her where Douglas was, in case. That's just following me, I guess.
That's what happens to us. Yeah, you miss out on some important information.
Oh, yeah, you think she was like,
I've been guilty.
Okay, you did.
Right.
Yeah, that's funny.
Okay,
well, we could keep in touch about this stuff. Because we've identified the president of the Mexican tribe. Sonora, Chihuahua,
yeah, I had no idea. Robin, like, I mentioned that we get a Kobe. Oh, wow. different divergent or connected groups.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can get more done in different concentric settings. You know, the
and different mandates.
Yeah.
Something that can be government, that can be
right.
Professional, that can be international.
Yeah.
We all have a different dimension to work with.
Yeah, someone's knocking by, but there's another door. Maybe you can hear that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
And get started. You're in the United States and Mexico Border Public Health Session that's sponsored by the Council of Affiliates. And if you don't think you're in the right place, just stay anyway, because this is going to be way better than where you thought you needed to be. Okay, so just stay here.
And the room's not freezing like
some. So thank you all so much for coming on this nice afternoon here in Boston. Really appreciate you being here. We want to discuss collaborative efforts that the U.S. and Mexico are involved in as we move toward improving the health along the border. And I'll be moderating this session. I'm Catherine Cooksley. And speaking first, and the person who will be giving you the big picture of this whole thing and how we kind of got going on it all will be Dr. Maria Teresa Sequeira. And she is such a good speaker, so knowledgeable. She is in great demand. So somehow we triple booked her for this time slot. So she will be going first. She will have limited time for questions, so she'll maybe have time for a couple at the end. And she'll also be presenting Dr. Gustavo Iturralde's portion of what's going on in Mexico. So you'll get the big picture and Mexico all in one package in the beginning. So Dr. Maria Teresa Sequeira is now with the Unit of Health Settings, the Area of Sustainable Development and Environmental Health with the Pan American Health Organization, World Health Organization, in DC. And Dr. Sequeira just retired as the chief of the U.S.-Mexico Border Office for PAHO, World Health Organization, which she held since 2006. Prior to that, she was the chief of Healthy Settings Unit and director of health promotion with the PAHO Regional Office, and worked with WIC at the University of Miami. She was the technical director in health promotion. She's also been a Secretariat of Health and a professor at Autonomous Metropolitan University, and was a researcher with the National Institute of Nutrition in Mexico. She has a PhD in food and nutrition from Cornell University in New York, and received her Master's of Science from the University of Iowa, Yay Midwest, and her bachelor's from Florida State University. Dr. Cicada.
Thank you. I'm so glad I'm retiring. We won't have to say much of that anymore.